Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Pets on Instagram. Pets who have their own Instagram accounts. I am very conflicted by this. I follow a fair few pets on Instagram. However, I don't have the energy or the space to be able to create one. Like, trying to do two Instagrams, it kills my life.
And that, you know, it's that one tiny shred of respect I have left for you is there because you haven't crossed that threshold yet.
Funny you should say that, because obviously you're not going to have any respect for my sister, because she's always coined me as the crazy dog lady of the family. She has a Staffy who's getting a bit older now, and he's not spoiled at all. And then she sees how I treat my dog, and she just is flabbergasted by the costumes, the photos, his sleeping arrangements, everything. She just thinks that I'm crazy. However, they're about to pick up a new puppy dog in 1 week's time. It's a little cavoodle, curly brown hair.
What's a cavoodle?
So a cavoodle is a Cavalier cross with a poodle.
Oh, that's a good mix.
Same breed of dog that Katy Perry has.
Right.
And they are absolutely adorable. They're like little teddy bears. They're really cute. And she
They have great temperaments too.
Yeah.
And, both nice dogs.
Exactly. And when they decided they were getting this puppy, she was newborn, and so they've had to wait 7 weeks for them to actually pick her up. You don't want to separate her from her mum too early. Yeah. So they keep getting updated photos on her progress of her growing and turning into this cute little puppy before they pick her up. So my sister's decided, great idea, I'll create an Instagram account for her. So she hasn't even got the dog yet, and the dog has an Instagram account. The dog doesn't even have a name yet, and the dog has an Instagram account. Like, this is just blowing my mind. So here I am, the crazy dog lady of the family, yet my sister has created an Instagram for a dog she doesn't even own yet.
It's crazy, because people aren't going out and creating Instagram accounts for their children.
No, she has two kids. They don't have Instagram.
And do you know what? Isn't it weird that it's kind of accepted? Like, I know of other people who have set up Instagram accounts for their pets. And that's kind of accepted.
Just kind of normal now.
But if I came to you and I'm like, Charlie, my 8-week-old boy at home, I've set up an Instagram account for him, you'd be like, you're insane.
You are.
You're a madman.
It's just so much time and effort, though, isn't it, to control more than one Instagram? Like, I've got hard enough time doing my own, let alone one for my dog. I just like to put his cute photos on mine so his cuteness gets me likes. That's how I like it.
I'd like to hear from people, though.
13, 12, 16.
That have got accounts for their pets.
Let's throw it out there. Do you have an account for your pet on Instagram?
Or feel free to throw someone else under the bus.
Do it.
Like, if your wife or husband, whatever's, like, you know,
spending all their time
getting
model photos of the pet to put on Instagram so that they can get a few followers.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it.
And if you're thinking, oh, you know, they're probably not going to call because they don't want to sound weird or whatever, you call. You dob them in. But 13, 12, 16.
It's pretty
16.
Common, though.
Rob, we'll start with you. Rob on 13, 12, 16. Is this you, mate? Have you set up an Instagram account for your pet?
No, but my best friend, Maddie, is.
What's their pet?
Cooley, I'm pretty sure it is.
Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Maddie, a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Cute animal, cute Instagram. It works.
I got a feeling Rob doesn't have much to say about the Instagram account, but just wants to throw Maddie under the bus. So consider it done, Rob. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Jenna.
Jenna, do you have a pet on Instagram?
I certainly do.
What is the animal in question?
He's a French bulldog.
Oh, what's his name?
Very Instagrammable.
His Instagram name is HugoBoss_Hanson, for anyone who wants to follow.
I'm just looking him up right now, and now there's way too many Hugo Bosses on here. What kind of content do you put up?
Just photos of him, really. Like, we buy way too many Kmart costumes for our dog.
That's the go, hey. Oh, I love
it. You know, by the way, can I just say this? Every human in the history of the earth that's actually dressed their pet up, that's purely for the human's sake. The pets don't like it, guys.
No, they don't.
The pets don't like it. You do it for yourself. It's selfish. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, we'll take one more. Sophie's here. Sophie, is your pet on Instagram?
Yes, he is.
What kind of animal is it?
I have a 5-year-old chocolate-coloured Shar Pei who's a boy.
Cute name.
Winston.
Oh, Winston.
Right. So we were actually talking about this before. I love this. You've set up his Instagram page, but you call it his Winstagram. Is that right?
Yes, it is called Winstagram. Yes.
Instagram. I love that. How many followers does Winston have?
8,480.
Oh my god, I'm jealous of a Sharpay.
That's he's
an influencer.
He's a Sharpay influencer, Sophie.
Yeah, well, we have actually done some paid content before, yes.
Wow, it's made you money.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I do need to get on this.
He's actually, over the years, I've made about $1,000 so far.
Wow.
And how much would have you spent on him, like purchasing him, vet bills, all that sort of stuff?
Don't ask that one.
Yeah, he hasn't paid himself off yet.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I regret to inform residents of Curwen that it happened on the weekend. I think I was accidentally naked in my front lawn.
Front lawn?
Yeah.
No,
it's the front lawn.
Okay. For some reason, when you said accidentally naked, I just assumed back. Backyard.
Nah.
Back lawn.
No.
Okay.
Like for all of the street to see.
Oh, no.
Okay, so there was an incident on the weekend. I sort of mentioned yesterday. I did a lot of gardening, a lot of housework, just nothing exciting, just boring stuff that had to be done on the weekend. And I was only wearing a cheap pair of Kmart board shorts that I actually bought like 2 summers ago.
You always wear your cheapy stuff when you're doing housework and gardening, though, because you don't want it to get ruined.
You're not going to wear your good, like the shorts I wear to work or whatever. So, yeah, just had the old cheapo boardies on, nothing underneath, mind you, because I was just going to be, like, I hadn't showered or any of that, but, like, I was just going to get stinky, do the housework, get disgusting, then have a bit of a wash-off, you know?
Is that not uncomfortable, just
free-flying? No, fine for me, mate.
Okay.
Just don't, you know, hey, bit of air up there.
Okay.
Oh, good. But yeah, so I'm doing all this work. And like I said, it was pretty aggressive kind of yard work. Like there was a lot of lifting, getting down, getting up again, all that sort of stuff. And I was really hot and sweaty by the end of it. So, and I had to go and get some petrol for the lawnmower. So I just go to the house just to say to my wife, grab the keys and say, I'll just go to the petrol station. And she goes, are you going to change your pants? And I was like, no, why? And she's like, have a look at them. They're all ripped up. And I look down and first thing I see is little Cliffo swinging in the breeze right there.
So you said you like a little bit of breeze. You didn't notice that there was a whole lot more breeze?
Yeah, you know what? And that's one thing that kind of shocked me. I totally didn't notice.
How do you not notice
that? I don't know. I was working hard. I wasn't concentrating. Had a bit of a conversation with the neighbour too out the front. He didn't say anything.
Really awkward.
And then I was trying to do that thing where I was like backtracking. Like, oh, how? Like, when could have they have ripped? Because I didn't hear it. And did anyone see it? And then I was trying to count how many cars went past. And it was a whole thing.
Explain to me the rip. Was it front to back?
It was down the seam at the side. Sort of,
so down the side. So there was no up the back.
No. It wasn't up the back. It was the side, like the inner part of my leg.
The inner thigh seam.
The inner thigh seam all the way up to the crotch.
Okay.
So lucky for me, the board shorts were probably dangling, covering most. But then when I was kneeling down and crouching down, like almost in the squat position... Nothing's going to cover that.
Oh, wow.
But I want to put it out there. 13, 12, 16. I don't reckon I'm the only one. Townsville, give us a call. Have you been accidentally naked before? So you're exposing yourself in public. Didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Was an accident.
Yeah. Well, I did this recently. I've spoken about this when I was on Orpheus Island, came out of snorkeling in
The white
the reef,
pointer thing, yeah.
And as I stood up, didn't realise that my swimsuit was down underneath one of my breasts. Had a bit of a nip slip.
It was just one boob.
I was
too,
trying to make it sound like really.
You can't.
You can't. Duh. I had a boob out.
You can't class that up.
And I didn't notice. I didn't realize until my boyfriend was like, cover up. I was like,
there's Gabby. Oh, there's Gabby's boob. Right one or left one?
Left.
Lefty. Old lefty. Lefty Lucy. Rob, you're first. Rob, have you been accidentally naked?
Yeah, man. So basically, the dog jumped up. When I was doing yard work and I had a hole in my pants.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog's bloody claws into one of the holes. And as it's jumped and come down, it's basically ripped. And the worst thing, so you can just see my butt and just like, really?
I'm going to cut you there, Mick, because we've got a shocking phone line. But you're lucky. There's a lot of stuff hanging there. And the dog doesn't know the difference.
That's very true. You're lucky it didn't latch on.
Yeah. Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Ash.
Hey, Ash. When have you, or was it you or someone else that's been accidentally naked?
It was me, and it was actually at work.
Oh, my goodness. What happened?
I was just wearing a daggy old pair of jeans, as I normally do, and I kind of put too much trust in them.
Yeah.
And I sat down for my lunch, and when I got up and I was washing my dishes, one of my colleagues, who pranks me all the time, messaged me and said, "Your whole butt is hanging out." And I was like, "No, it's not." And then I went to the water fountain in our main, like, hallway and everything, and he came and seen me. He's like, "No, you are actually, your whole butt is hanging out." And it was. There was just a tear all the way through the back.
Were you not wearing underwear?
I was wearing underwear, but I was wearing jeans, so they weren't fully covered ones.
So can we ask just quickly, where do you work as well? Like, was this a very public kind of workplace?
It's a very public kind of workplace, yes.
So like an open, an open plan space where everyone can see everyone.
Pretty much. I had to shuffle back to my office and grab a really big jumper.
Great day. Sales were up that day, Gabs. Don't worry about that.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Justin Bieber story, sort of on the weirder side.
Well, he's not the most normal of people, is he? Like, he does wee in buckets and
The pissing in the mop bucket thing,
it's really stuck with him, hasn't
started
it?
The downward spiral.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you pee in a mop bucket at a restaurant rather than using the facilities. But he has caused a bit of a stir overnight after he tweeted a challenge to Hollywood A-lister Tom Cruise to pretty much fight. Octagon style, like cage fight.
Yeah.
UFC style.
Very confusing, hey.
So I'll read the tweet out verbatim so you can make what you will of this. This is from Justin Bieber's Twitter. "I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you will never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? ?
Oh, wow.
Now, of course, never want to shy away from a bit of aggro, a bit of PR. Conor McGregor.
Oh, of course he got on board.
UFC champion has then replied to or retweeted or however it is, Justin Bieber's tweet. And he's written, "If Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge,
oh God,
McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout." But he didn't stop there, Conor McGregor.
Oh, didn't he?
He then thought, well, while Justin Bieber is challenging a Hollywood A-lister, I'll challenge a Hollywood A-lister myself. Not only is Conor McGregor happy to host the Tom Cruise Justin Bieber bout if he goes ahead, but he would like to add to the card. So Conor said, "I also challenge Mark Wahlberg on the very same card. Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark, I still would have slapped the ears off him back then." I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either, but also a professional fighter cannot challenge an unprofessional fighter, like an actor, to come into the ring. That does not make
any sense.
It's
very David versus Goliath, isn't it?
Isn't it? But yeah. Bieber going against Tom Cruise, that I would watch.
Part of me is like, who would I put my money on?
I don't know.
I think I think Biebs just has a bit of a sense of unpredictability.
Yes, feel like he's just the rogue. He would just go out.
He'd bite his ear off or something.
Yeah, he'd just go crazy. But Tom Cruise, he does all of his own stunts in his movies. Like, he is a fit man. He's very well-versed in action.
Look, Gabs, anyway, while this is a thing, while this is a trend, I'd like to take this opportunity on the radio now to challenge Danny DeVito to a fight in the octagon. I'm realistic.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Pretty big changes happening as of July 1 when it comes to your superannuation. Huge changes that I didn't even know existed. As in, did you know, Cliffo, that with your superannuation, there is normally life insurance attached to that? Did you know that?
Not really.
No.
I was kind of aware of it only because I've, dealt with people in the past, sadly, who have been in, life-threatening situations. They say things like, "Oh, lucky my super is in order," and I'm like, "Oh, you're quite a young person. How does so?" Like, I'm aware that can be a thing,
right?
But well, I don't know what mine is, for example.
No, no, I've never checked.
Probably something
I
should look into now, being a responsible adult, allegedly. Yeah,
I don't even have a bloody will. But no, when it comes to your superannuation, there is normally a default life insurance that's included. And it just sits there as long as you've got the superannuation.
Right.
However, that's changing as of the 1st of July. So coming into the new financial year, and a new rule has been put into place where if your superannuation has been inactive for 16 months, then that default life cover will be switched off. So
you lose it.
Yeah, and I guess it's because, like, there's so many people out there who have multiple superannuation funds. You know, when you start a new job and you just go, oh, I'll just go with your super, whatever, and so you've got five funds from five different jobs and you haven't rolled them together. So four of those five superannuation funds are inactive and there's life insurance sitting there for no reason because your active one covers you.
I once worked with a dude who thought he had maybe 14 inactive super accounts because he'd never, ever bothered to roll them all together and he'd had 14 different jobs.
Yeah.
And with each of his different jobs in his life, he just goes with the default. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like losing all your money in fees and stuff.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Also risking losing bloody life insurance, which, yeah. Now you say it's there.
No, not necessarily. Because if he has an active super, so your current job, your current super, you've got active life insurance. It just means you're five others that are inactive or your 10 others that are inactive will be switched off. But if you are, for example, someone who's on maternity leave, so your super hasn't been touched in 16 months because you're at home with the kids, then your life insurance could be turned off. Yeah, or if you're just out of the workforce for other reasons, you can make contributions to your own super to keep it active. So you can put in, like, every couple of months put in $10 or something and that'll keep it active. It'll keep it ticking over. But you just need to be aware of it. You need to be aware of the fact that if you are out of the workforce for any reason or you're just not contributing to super for some unknown reason, you need to be aware that that could be switched off if for 16 months or more you haven't contributed.
You shock me, Gabby. Like, here you are. You're the biggest hot mess I know. And you've just come out with this amazingly bit of useful information.
Right.
That is just, like, educated.
I can adult.
You, well, yeah, one time. This is the one good example we have.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. Now. On Hit 103.1.
Hit 103.1's Super Key. The Supercars Watt Pack Townsville 400, July 5 to 7. Tickets at Ticketek.
Oh, my goodness.
Such a phenomenal prize. You could be getting your hands on a hot lap, which is something that is not just thrown out willy-nilly.
No.
Like, there are very rare few of these babies. So a hot lap, a garage tour, a three-day grandstand pass for you and a mate.
Yeah.
And then also a merch pack. And this is just a money can't buy package.
But you have to win a key and that has to unlock the correct box. Like the right, you've got to get the right key to unlock the box to win the major prize.
But 9 keys will be given out. Only one will unlock that box.
And every one of those keys gets a double 3-day pass. So everyone's really winners. We've actually got Michael on the phone right now who got in contact with us at hit.com.au. That's where you go to register. And Michael, your brother-in-law, turns out he's a bit of a bragger.
He can be, yeah.
So what's he holding over you at the moment?
No, I think he was lucky and he snagged himself a bit of a garage tour it might have been a hot lap or something like that a few years back. And every time the V8s roll around, he feels the need to just let us know how much of a great experience it was. And
I love how you haven't even paid that much attention to know what he's done, though, because every time he brings it up, you're just like,
tune out. Yeah.
He's just talking about that again.
Oh, God.
You know what? We would love nothing more than to give you one of our super keys, and you could potentially unlock the box that will give you, I'm going to put it out there, an experience that will trump his. You'll be able to become the bragger that your brother in law currently is of your family.
Sounds good to me.
You're amazing. In the draw, brother. Thank you so much. All right,
awesome. Thanks, guys.
And more chances to win those keys we're giving away all this week and most of next week as well too. But you gotta register at our website hit.com.au for Hit 103.1 Super Keys, the Wattpack Townsville 400, July 5 to 7. Tickets on sale now through Ticketek.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.